Day-to-Day was delighted when the Newswire story crossed about John Darwin. This story has so much story. Mr. Darwin, an Englishman, was missing until a couple of days ago when he walked into a London police station. 5 years earlier, his empty canoe was found washed up on a beach on the North Sea. His wife, Anne, grieved. The police asked Mr. Darwin this week to explain his long absence. He said he couldn't, didn't remember anything. Anne, recently relocated to Panama, is supposedly flying back for a reunion. Wow! We're joined now by Matthew Taylor. He's a reporter for The Guardian newspaper. Matthew Taylor, I guess this story doesn't play out to be quite the amnesia story that one might think.
Well, absolutely not. I mean, there's still a chance that he has forgotten everything of the last five, or indeed, as he said yesterday, 7 years. But I think when he gets up to the police station, he will have some considerable questions to answer, and I think they're hoping that his memory will come back.
Well, indeed. The police have arrested Mr. Darwin. On what grounds? What are they charging him with?
Well, they've not charged him with anything yet, but they've arrested him on suspicion of fraud. They think that there's some shenanigans gone on with the financial dealings between Darwin and possibly his wife and their life insurance claims.
A key piece of evidence, it would seem to me, is in the newspaper of one of your rivals, the Daily Mirror there. This paper has a picture of Mr. Darwin and his wife taken last year in Panama. So he really wasn't missing from his wife's life for the last 5 years.
Well, if this picture's right, and there's no reason to believe that it's not, then it's absolutely damning evidence, I would suggest, because they're both there smiling away, having just rented an apartment in July last year in Panama City, at a time when his wife was supposed to be somewhere down the line of the grieving process, having lost her husband it would have been 4 years before, in a canoeing accident.
Did this story get much notice 5 years ago? What happened when Mr. Darwin disappeared?
I think it made a couple of paragraphs in a couple of the nationals, but no more than that. It was, it appeared to be a tragic accident, but obviously it's grown and grown in the last 3 days, and now it's pretty much all anyone's talking about.
Really? This is the story of the nation at the moment?
Certainly the story that's interesting people in the pubs and on the buses. A lot of people have a lot of theories on this, and it'll be interesting to see how they pan out and what actually the upshot of it is, and if we all sort of questions about the wife, is she going to come back? Is she going to stay in Panama? Are the police going to go out there and see her? Is there going to be an extradition treaty and they force her to come back? And there's also, of course, the possibility that he did have amnesia, and this is all pure coincidence.
John Darwin, and perhaps the origin of species. Thank you, Matthew Taylor of The Guardian newspaper in London.
All the best.